Ellen scrambled up the steps to the city wall, nearly tripping on his dueling cane in his haste. He stumbled out of the stairwell, moving onto the wall top. The wall top was in chaos. Men scrambled about. Some had forgotten their armor, others their bows. So many tried to get up after Ellen that the stairwell got clogged, and he watched hopelessly as men crowded around the openings below, creating an even larger jam of bodies in the courtyard. Ellen spun, watching a large group of Strafsmen, thousands of them, rush toward the wall. Ellen stood near Tin Gate, at the north of the city, nearest Straff's army. He could see a separate group of soldiers pushing toward Pewter Gate, a little to the east.
Archers! Men, where are your bows?
Captains moved about, trying to organize the men, but apparently too many footmen had come to the wall, leaving a lot of the archers trapped in the courtyard below.
Why?
Ellen turned back toward the charging army.
Why is he attacking? We had an agreement to meet.
Had he perhaps gotten wind of Ellen's plan to play both sides of the conflict? Perhaps there really was a spy in the inner crew. Either way, Ellen could only watch hopelessly as the army approached his wall. One captain managed to get off a pathetic volley of arrows, but it didn't do much good. As the army approached, arrows began to fly up toward the wall, mixed with flying coins. Straff had Allomancers in the group. Ellen ducked down behind a Merlin as coins shot past him. He peeked carefully over the wall. A group of men carrying a battering ram were approaching, their bodies carefully protected by men with shields. The care probably meant that the rammers were thugs. Hooks followed next. Soldiers seemed to pull them off, but coins shot up, taking the men almost as quickly as they made the attempt.
And so we fall, with barely a hint of resistance.
And there was nothing he could do. He felt impotent, forced to keep ducking down, lest his white uniform make him a target. All of this politicking, all of his preparations, a lot of his dreams and his plans, gone. And then Vin was there. She landed atop the wall amid a group of wounded men. Coins and arrows that came near to her deflected back out into the air. Her knives cut ropes, dropping them back down below. She met Ellen's eyes, looking determined, then moved as if to leap over the side of the wall and confront the thugs with their battering ram.
Vin, wait!
Clubs burst out of the stairwell. She paused. Ellen stood hesitantly, watching with a frown as the army retreated back across the ash-strewn fields toward their camp. They left a couple of corpses behind. Ellen's men had actually managed to hit a few with their arrows. His own army had taken far heavier casualties. Some 24 men appeared to be wounded.
What?
They weren't putting up scaling ladders. This wasn't an actual attack.
What was it then?
A test. It's common in warfare. A quick skirmish to see how your enemy responds. To feel out their tactics and preparations.
Ellen turned, watching the disorganized soldiers make way for healers to care for the wounded.
A test. My guess is that we didn't do very well.
Far worse than we should have. Maybe this will scare the lads into paying better attention during drills.
He paused, and Ellen could see something he wasn't expressing. Worry. Ellen glanced out over the wall, watching the retreating army. Suddenly it made sense. It was exactly the kind of move that his father liked to make. The meeting with Straff would take place as planned. However, before it happened, Straff wanted Ellen to know something.
I can take this city at any time. It's mine, no matter what you do. Remember that.